What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rodney Perry, and you're listening to the podcast. How are you today, man? I really haven't been as diligent as I should be. And today's podcast is about refocusing, man. I think we all go through the ups and downs of life where we just have to refocus. And that comes a number of different ways. Refocusing might come from a phone call from a friend or something you saw on the news, or reading a book, or a loved one, or losing a loved one. Any number of things might cause you to refocus. I spoke with my buddy yesterday. His name is Marcus, and Marcus called me, and he did this. Recently, he did a retreat. He's a barber. His name is Marcus Harvey. He's a barber. He's a world-renowned barber. And he did this retreat for barbers. So he called me and said, Rodney, you should do a retreat for comedians. Like, take them out, you know, in the wilderness somewhere where they can't get away, and really just drop game on them. And people will pay for that. Listening to him, I thought of 100 reasons why I can't or couldn't do that, right? But at the same time, I know what he was saying to me was right. You know, sometimes you have to humble yourself to receive a word from somebody that you used to mentor. You know, Marcus was one of my mentees, and to have him hit me up and drop some gems on me. I mean, and the crazy part is I've always kind of asked for that. Like, who mentors the mentor? And the answer to that is his mentees. His mentees graduate and become mentors on their own. So I got a call from Marcus Harvey, and he really, like, really challenged me, and he asked me to refocus. And this is the short answer. You have all the tools. You're already a millionaire. You're already a billionaire. Like, there's no difference from you and Jay-Z or Byron Allen or Tyler Perry. There's no difference. Your heart beats, your legs and limbs work, your brain is outstanding. So why not? Why not you? Yeah. Wow. So look for it. It's coming. It's the Rodney Perry Retreat. It's gonna be focused on comedy, but I may even open it to address a wider array of things, and it will be life-changing because lives need to change. We as men, we tend to acknowledge our shortcomings, right? But what we don't do is fix them. You know, I'm poor at this, I'm poor at that, and I'm poor at this, I know. But what have I done to fix it? Like, how do I become a better me? I want to take some steps at that in the near future. Hopefully you can as well. I'm rededicating to this as well. So look for the podcast. I'm going back daily. The beautiful thing about Anchor is that you can do it every single day. It's right here on your phone. So why not? So I know this is a bit all over the place, but this is Rodney Perry. Refocus. I'm currently in Richmond, Virginia. I got Richmond in December. I'm currently in Virginia Beach. And I spoke with a guy yesterday, and this is a bit of a change of direction. One of the gentlemen that work at the club, you know, his job was to come scoop me up from my hotel, and we walk over to the club. And in that short walk, we were talking, and he said, man, please make me laugh tonight, man. And I was like, man, what's up? And he said, well, I lost, a loved one. And this is the crazy part. I knew what he was talking about, what he had went through. I understand, because I've lost loved ones. Like this year, lost my mom 2 years ago, lost my grandmother last year. So I know what that is to need that laugh. And then it's completely in my wheelhouse to make people laugh. So I told a couple of stories last night. I talked about my mom and my mother. My mother's claim to fame is this. My mother's claim to fame is that, well, we're from Chicago. My mother went to school with the great Chaka Khan, Calumet High School, Chicago, Illinois. And her claim to fame, not was that she went to school with Chaka Khan, but that in high school, they fought and my mother beat up Chaka Khan. My mother would go to painstaking measures to let you know that she put hands on Chaka Khan. She told me the story her whole life, and I would listen, and in my mind, I was like, Mama, my mama telling a lie. Right? Until Rodney Perry is working on the Monique show. Chaka Khan comes on the show as a guest. My mother was there that day in the front row, and as Chaka Khan sang her song, she scanned the crowd and saw my mother, and she gasped. My mother told me later on that day, yeah, you see that bitch get shook? My mother wasn't lying, man. I saw this woman visibly shook at seeing my mother. My mother, a little bitty 110-pound lady. Such a fighter. I miss you, Mommy. I miss you, man. I've become aware, and this is all in the same vein of refocusing. I've become aware. I started writing a piece about angels, right? And basically, it was a comedy web series about guardian angels. The idea is that all of us have guardian angels, right? And which is a fact. We all, your angel is with you right now. You have an angel that's on duty all the time with you, right? So, wow, I even feel the Holy Spirit as I said that. You have an angel. Oh, wow, that's more intense. Thank you, Jesus. Goodness gracious. You have an angel. He's on duty, or he or she, I don't know if they, subscribe to gender, but your angel is with you and guiding you through this life and helping you without interfering. And one of the ways they communicate with us is through angel numbers. Just look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look up angel numbers and you'll see numbers like 1111. You'll see numbers like 222, like 333, 555, 444. And you'll see these numbers. And each number has a little meaning of what it could possibly be. And ultimately, it's the way your angel is kind of communicating with you. Once you kind of know about it, you'll see these numbers all the time. Throughout the course of your day, you'll see the clock click 1111 that you've never seen before. You never stopped and noted it anyway. And you'll see those numbers in other walks as well. So, know this, that you're being constantly protected. Know this, that you are indeed exactly where you're supposed to be. So as you refocus, be thankful. Be thankful, because the fact that you want to refocus is your your angel adjusting you, putting you on track, adjusting your path. All right, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. This is the Rodney Perry Podcast. Leave me a message, man. Let me know what you're thinking. Hopefully you're enjoying the podcast, and we're going to continue to do these. And you're dope. I'm dope. We're dope. All right. Hope you're well. Be good.